Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
-46 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings. My name is Moose, and that's the lovely Breezy Breeze.
Morning.
Who's nominated for what?
Best local media personality in Rochester through City Magazine. And all the info to votes right now on our Instagram story, at Breezy on Air and at 90PXY Rochester. Let's win this together collectively as a group.
Get those votes in.
Shall we? Listen, there's something weighing heavy on my heart. I want to talk about it. I feel like the saying goes, we've all heard it. We've heard it here. We've heard it there. We've heard it a million times. We all eventually are going to turn into our parents, right?
Yeah.
But what if your parents emulate traits that are highly judged by others around you? Or maybe you even judge yourself. Are you on the hook for that? Are you on the hook for that? Although right now, in this point in time, you don't agree, but there's other things that maybe you can be susceptible to when it comes to personality traits, social cues, things like that. And you don't know how you're going to be when you're 80, right? But there's an example that a listener sent in, and they wrote in, I'll just give a brief synopsis. They're openly gay, okay, and they're struggling right now with a pair of homophobic parents. And it's hurt their partners in the past. It's drove a wedge in between not only them and their parents, but them and their partner. And they've even gone as far to say that some partners, after splitting, has held their homophobic parents against them. Like it's their fault. And I don't know.
So just so we understand, so the person that was dating the other person with those type of parents, mm-hmm, are now they're holding it against them. But okay, I understand. Yeah. I don't know why, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the question at hand here. But is it fair? Is it fair to judge a person based on who their parents are as people? Because at the end of the day, we really are all of our own people. We all have our own personalities. We have our own thoughts and feelings.
Our own beliefs.
But studies show eventually you will turn into your parents no matter how hard we try to fight it. And that exact study is like, you'll take on at least 30 to 60 of their traits, 30% or 60%, between 30% and 60% of their traits. And that could mean physical traits, that could mean, you know, mental traits, beliefs, things of that nature. And I think it's crazy. I mean, homophobia aside, that's one thing. But like, I mean, we just got out of an election season. Mm-hmm. A lot of our parents maybe didn't vote for the people that we voted for, vice versa. It was obviously a huge thing that we just talked about, hot off the heels of Thanksgiving. But it's crazy because I think it's such a push and pull. Because I don't think it's fair for you to sit there and judge someone based on their parents or their parents' behavior. But it is kind of fair for you to sit there and proceed with caution, given the fact that, well, maybe in 10, 20, 30 years from now, they could turn into this person who I genuinely can't stand, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I think that's the question a lot of people asks too, is they want to know, like, explain to me why, despite hating my parents, not me personally, hypothetically speaking,
right,
like the people that I never want to be anything like, why do I find myself similar to them in a lot of ways? Why does this happen? Because you grow up with them, you become a product of your environment, but you're not the same person.
Right. And it's so weird, though, because, like, obviously, the older you get, the more you become like them. So right now in our 20s and our 30s and our 40s, we're like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm never going to be like my mom. But I'm not even kidding you, Moose. It was just the other day. You and I were, we recorded a video together, and I was editing said video. And I literally, Moose, I was absolutely, positively floored because there was a picture of myself as I was editing that video that was my mother. I had to do a double take because I was so, I'm airdropping it to you right now. I was so like, wait, that's not me. That's my mom. And it was freaky. So looks wise, okay, great. Personality-wise, you're like, oh, well, I don't know. I'm not going to be that way. But you don't know how you're going to be when you're older. Does that look just like my mom?
I would go as far to say this is a spitting image of your father.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it looks just like my mom.
Oh, okay.
It's literally my mom's face. It's actually quite scary. You also haven't only hung out with my mom like 5 times. But I think it's just wild because there are traits that you can take away. But do you think it's okay for you to say you're with someone and you don't like their mom? We all hate our in-laws, right? We all hate our in-laws.
That's not everybody. Yeah.
That's,
I don't think that's the case with everyone.
I don't think it is, but it's like a very common, like, oh, we hate our in-laws. And you hate her mother. Are you looking twice at her and be like,
Well, growing up, my father always said, be careful of who you marry. Because the mother, what you see is what you get. Physically, everything else that comes with it. You know what I mean? So you need to realize and understand that you marry the family and that person is eventually going to become that person. So make sure you like the mother. I said, okay, Dad. Okay, okay. He's not wrong, though.
He's not wrong.
So, oh, this is tough because I don't know. I always, when I meet someone, ask them what their relationship is like with their parents because I am a huge believer in that what you see is what you're going to get. They will turn out to be their parent. They will be like their mother.
Right.
This I don't know who this is, but we just had a text come in that says, I've coined the phrase generational empathy, meaning I can acknowledge the shortcomings of my parents and how it impacted me, yet I can also forgive and empathize why they were the way they were, but I am not them, and I've never wanted to be.
Right.
Generational empathy.
That's an interesting take. This person says, I think this person's specific example, if they're hanging around homophobic parents with their partner, then their parents, wait, okay. I think this person's specific example, if they are hanging around their homophobic parents with their partners, then their parents are openly homophobic and making it uncomfortable, then yes, that is on them. But at some point, they need to make a decision between their homophobic parents and being around them with their healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it can be separate, right, with this specific example. Like, I think you can love your parents and figure that all out on your own. But when you're bringing someone else in and they're not being treated fairly, then that's where rubber meets the road, right? That's where you have to make the hard decisions of like, well, we're not going to spend Thanksgiving with you if you're going to be treating not only me, but my partner poorly as well. I mean, I think about politics all the time. Like, are you going to be mad at me because my parent voted for someone that you're against?
Well, this is where it gets messy,
you
though.
Know what I mean?
I know, like, and that's why I said you marry into the family. It can get really messy. And especially growing up, like when you're a kid, your brain is an absolute sponge.
Yeah.
So you're going to pick up on the world around you, which is primarily the world of your parents and where you grew up. But, you know, you don't have to eventually, you become your own person as you get older, right? Mm-hmm. Your own beliefs, your own thoughts, you become your own individual. It's just, it's harder because as a kid, like we keep saying, you become a product of your environment.
Right.
It's hard not to take those things and carry them over into adulthood.
Right. I think one more thing, because I'm very sensitive to this. Like, I think that I can talk crap about my parents.
Sure.
But the second that somebody else does, no matter if they're in the wrong or not, that's like not okay for me.
Yeah, but that's loyalty. You know, you got their backs 24/7. You
so
back them up.
It's just a very sticky situation. And like, I think my heart goes out to people who don't have a relationship with their parents or have lost a relationship with their parents due to the fact of their differences, no matter what they may look like or what they may be. It's sad.
Yeah. And you know what breaks my heart is I had a couple of friends put in this situation where they were with, so they thought, the love of their life.
Yeah.
But that love of their life didn't like their parents. So they made them choose. It's me or your parents. And I had a couple of two buddies out on the West Coast who made the wrong decision. And it didn't end well.
It never does.
But why would you ever want to be with somebody who's going to make you choose?
I would
what kind of an ultimatum is that? Your family or me? You're already a horrendous person if you make somebody choose between the two. How could you even ask that?
I agree, but I do see the other side of the coin. If there are situations where they aren't very nice or they're making them uncomfortable, I don't believe in ultimatums, period, but I think to bring someone's family into it is kind of crazy.
Yeah, and speaking of The Ultimatum, season 3 just launched on Netflix.
The show is absolutely wild, and I can't believe this is what we're producing on Netflix right now.
Oh, I can absolutely believe it, because people like us will watch
it. It's brain rot. That's all it is.
It's a train wreck. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for tuning in. It's PXY Mornings.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one
hit
music
station. Little Shaboozy on PXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. My name's Moose. That's Breezy. Well, apparently, because I don't have ovaries, I wasn't invited to Breezy's tea party last night.
No, you weren't.
No, I would. I know.
So sorry. It was such a beautiful evening last night. It was the last holiday hurrah, the Park Ave Princess era send-off.
So Breezy is got, where are we at? Today's Wednesday. You have about 72 hours left in your Park Ave apartment before you move to Fairport in with your girlfriend.
Yes.
And her brother. So.
Fully.
Three's company. So this is a big deal because, like I said earlier in the show this morning, those emotions are going to start to come in waves.
Mm-hmm.
And last night you had this tea party blowout.
Yeah, I had a picnic come through, which was amazing. And we absolutely sent it. It was gorgeous. The tablescape was out of this world. And I went to Wegmans and Trader Joe's and all the places to get all the things because I did the cooking.
Wait, hold on a second. I thought all of this was provided.
No. She came in and set up the whole tablescape.
You had to make the
charcuterie. She's not cooking the food. She's not a chef. She's a tablescape artist.
You had to make the charcuterie?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a lot of work. How much money did you drop?
Like $100. It wasn't that bad. I made my famous award-winning white chicken chili.
Every award-winning.
It is award-winning. I did win an award.
You won a gift card. Okay, so what?
And the accolades, but okay. And
the charcuterie did look fantastic.
The charcuterie is amazing. And I was in Trader Joe's getting all the supplies and I stopped dead in my tracks in the middle of the aisle. Like you would have thought I was a deer crossing, deer in headlights, eyes bulging out of my head.
Let me guess. There's a food that stopped and grabbed your attention.
Period. And it was so niche to me that I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do here? They have just released a French onion popcorn.
Really?
Which if you know anything about me,
French onion soup.
You know French onion soup is my absolute lifeline. I have it running through my veins at any given moment. And popcorn is the other love of my life. I would say the most important love of my life. And merging the two together, my body was levitating.
If you're going to find anything like that, you're going to find it at Trader Joe's.
And it was so incredibly, like I said, niche to me that I was like, if I don't get this, it's a crime against humanity. So I check out and I get it. And I post it on my story and I'm like, guys, I'm literally screaming, crying, throwing up. We need to try this together. So I did a live taste test video on my Instagram story, which I like. I'm not really the taste test girly. Like, I obviously will do the espresso martinis and the French onion, but like, this was a very live, raw reaction.
And you were in your vehicle?
In my vehicle.
Okay.
And I tried it, and I was so hype. Have you ever been in a situation where you are so hype for something that you're like, I can't even believe this is real. I can't believe this is happening. This is the best day of my life. Oh my God. Like, how did we get here?
Probably when I was at the sperm bank in California.
That was me. That was me. And I open her up. Snap, crackle, pop.
The bag is all air.
And literally. It's all air. And I take a bite. And it's the worst thing I've ever eaten in my entire life.
It was that bad?
Why it was it bad? It was horrendous.
Why?
I don't really even know how to describe it. And I'm mad at myself because all my friends came over last night and they're like, we wanted to try it. And I was like, it was garbage. They're like, we wanted to be the judge of that. So I didn't. I threw it away.
Oh my God. It was a whole bag.
I threw it away.
You're so wasteful.
I was so angry. I was so angry. I should have had it.
What made it bad?
So I don't like cheddar popcorn.
Oh, this, I love it.
Disgusting.
Cheddar popcorn's disgusting? That's most popcorn.
No, it's what, most popcorn? What are you talking about?
You go down any aisle in the grocery store, most popcorn is like, yeah, cheddar popcorn.
I don't like cheddar popcorn, and it was cheddar popcorn with onion powder. That's all it was.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds really good.
It was horrible.
Guys, if you love French onion as much as Breezy does, French onion soup, go pick up the French onion soup popcorn at Trader Joe's right now.
It's not, I wouldn't, I 10-10 would not recommend the French onion popcorn. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. And I had a lot of people swiping up, disgusting, amazing, had it, love it, hate it. There was a lot of opinions. And I was choking in the video. Like, I was literally choking trying to get it down.
Well, yeah, it's because you're a very traumatic individual.
I was choking. So I think yesterday what I'm taking away from all this is it was very humbling. It was very humbling to be like, this was made for me. This is the pipeline to my entire personality. I had it and I was like, it's garbage. It's garbage. So
worst taste test ever.
Worst.
I don't know. I mean, I can think of like so many other bigger issues going on right now. Like, you know what you should have done? You were already there. You should have gone to the Cheesecake Factory, sat down, had a beautiful slice of cheesecake.
I just was there on Friday.
Oh, you were?
Can't do it twice in 1 week.
God, I haven't been there since 2009.
You should go.
I would love to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
It's delicious.
The reason I stopped going was because right before I moved away, I went there after the show one morning. I got two slices of cheesecake, brought both of them home, and ate them both in one sitting. I don't know if I was going through a depression, but then I looked up.
Definitely screams depression.
I looked up the nutrition label on what I just ate online. It could have killed me. I could have had a heart attack right there.
Easily minimum 5,000 calories.
Easy.
Minimum.
Easy.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say I stopped going there because I couldn't pick up the menu because it literally is as big as the Bible.
It's a freaking phone book.
It is.
If anybody wants to hit up Cheesecake Factory, come through.
You don't have to go to the gym. You can just start doing curls with the menu. You're good.
PXY Mornings, it's the Christmas Dilemma with Moose and Breezy. Now, if you ordered something online but accidentally received something completely different in the mail, would you do the right thing and bring it to the sender's attention, give it back, or would you just keep it and turn a blind eye? 585-252-9800. And that is the dilemma this morning, Breezy, with our girl, Tracy.
Tracy.
Let's get her on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Tracy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Talk to us about your Christmas dilemma, because you definitely got one.
I do. Okay, so my moral dilemma is from Christmas shopping. I was doing my Black Friday online stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so I need to know what you guys would do.
Okay.
Us or the listeners, yes.
Yes. Yes, I need help from anyone, everyone. So I ordered this present for my husband. It's like $50, something from Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
And the gift came this past Saturday. I unwrap it, and like my name is there, the label, it's from Nordstrom and everything. But instead of what I ordered him, there is a $350 Tory Burch purse.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yes. Like, I love Tory Burch. It's like one of my favorites. I'm staring at this box like, what is going on?
Right.
That's so, like, a nice bag. Yeah. Tory
never,
Burch.
I've never owned one of those.
It's so nice. I'm in love with it.
Oh my God. Okay. Pop off. Is that like a Michael Kors
I feel
moment?
Like it was picked just for me.
The equivalent for people who don't know, because I'm not familiar.
How much is a Michael Kors bag, Tracy? Like 100 something?
No.
Oh yeah, yeah, easily.
What's Tory Burch go for?
No, it's like $350.
It's okay. Nice, nice bag.
I mean, they range, but
very nice bag.
Yeah, that's no JanSport.
No. I don't know if I should just, like, you know, forget about what I ordered my husband and keep the purse, or do I need to call and tell them what happened? Like, I definitely don't want bad karma. Like, I don't want any bad karma, but I kind of feel like maybe this was meant to be, like, my reward for doing a good deed or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Like,
did you do a good deed?
I mean, it's not like the biggest thing, but, like, I work in the city. I'm actually not far from you guys' studio on Commercial Street.
Yeah.
And a couple weeks ago, I saw this homeless man in the rain, you know, and I felt bad. I gave him like $5. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot, you know, but I don't know. I just, like,
yeah, you crushed
don't know
it.
If this is like God's way of rewarding me and
yeah,
saying
you
thank
it.
You.
You crushed, I mean, like, it? What?
Yeah. Oh.
Hold on a second. I want to make sure I understand. You a couple weeks ago gave a homeless guy $5. And now you think God is rewarding you with a $350 Tory Burch bag accidentally instead of Nordstrom sending your husband whatever $50 Tommy Hilfiger polo you bought him.
That kind of tracks, honestly.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, it tracks.
Okay.
It really
All right.
does.
Yeah. So you're asking what?
You want to
obviously feel better about this because you wouldn't call if you didn't feel a little guilty. You're obviously still trying. You're on the fence here of what you need to do.
I don't know what to do yet. So I just need to know, like, what you guys, what other listeners would do in my position. I need honest advice, though. Like, but let me just say, I don't care about the idiots who are going to try and, like, troll me right now, because if this happened to them,
no, 100%. My favorite part about people is they love to, like, jump down your throat if you don't make the right decision, but they wouldn't make the right decision either if they were placed in this
Not
position.
Necessarily. I think there are a handful of people who would probably call and try and give it back and return it.
But like,
what are the benefits of keeping it? What are the negatives of keeping it?
I need to know what the benefits are of returning it.
The benefit is I have a really nice purse to wear to a Christmas party coming up.
I don't know. Taking advantage of situations or people for personal gain is just, it's not it.
but big box corporations take advantage of you every day. So make it make sense. As far as
what? Like, give me an example.
Like price gouging, price hikes, the economy being in the toilet, inflation. I can keep going if you need me to.
Nobody's forcing you to buy anything.
No,
though.
You have to buy things to live. So
yeah,
you have to.
Food. We're not talking about purses and bags.
But it doesn't matter. Regardless, you paid X amount for milk for so many years, and now it's $17 a gallon, half a gallon. You deserve.
Hey,
deserve that.
Okay.
To outset all of your costs.
Okay, sure. If we want to talk about groceries and food and milk. How about this, though? How about this, Tracy? What if the person that accidentally packed that Tory Burch bag for you is a single mom of two and now she gets fired from her job during the holidays?
Then she should be better at her job. Sorry.
But
that's not on you to, like, save someone else's position in work because they made a mistake that you benefit from.
Where's the empathy?
I mean, I just don't see empathy for big box corporations. I never have and I never will. Sorry, you can't change my mind on that.
What is your gut telling you to do, Tracy? Do you keep the? Do you want to truly keep the bag, or is a part of you telling you you should return it?
I mean, I guess it's both.
Tracy,
really
you don't get
bag,
any. Tracy,
part
you.
Part of me is wondering, like, if I should make the call. I mean, I feel like, you know, it was their mistake. These things probably happen. I guess they account for it. I don't know.
Tracy, it's not, you don't get anything out of it from returning the bag. Let's just say that. You're not going to get anything out of it.
You know,
they're just going to be like, oh, okay, cool, thanks.
You know who I would love to hear from is people in retail. if this took place, how would you prefer somebody come and let you know that you made that mistake, or is it dangerous because you risk getting fired? I'd love to know. 585-252-9800. By the way, Tracy, does your husband know this took place?
No, not at all. Because no. Then I'd like have to tell him about his gift. So
Merry Christmas to me. Just reorder the gift. Are you, for him?
Yeah. What was it? What did you end up getting him?
It's actually it's a wallet.
Yeah, I was gonna, it's a $50 guest wallet.
Oh my gosh! How did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Yeah, his Absolutely. Current wallet is literally like falling apart at the
Why is that
like,
always the way?
So,
why?
Because guys sit on it. It's in the
sit
back.
On it.
It's on their ass. They sit on it 24/7. Okay, well, Tracy, let's get to some text messages and figure out this dilemma. I say, I don't know. I would, if I were you, if you don't want the bad karma, just call Nordstrom and say, hey, I think you slipped up. Here's the bag. Can I get my husband's wallet? That's all. If you want to keep it, go ahead and keep it. But just know you did nothing to deserve it. Oh, that's right. You gave that homeless guy $5. So whatever makes you sleep at night. All right, we're going to get to some calls. Thanks for sharing your story. I appreciate it.
Thank you guys for helping.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
There was no help needed.
There's none needed. Talk soon. Happy holidays.
Okay, thanks. Happy holidays to you.
Okay.
We did nothing to help that woman.
No, we
She's
didn't.
Like, thank you so much. I'm like, we didn't do anything.
Christina says, technically, it's kind of theft. If you ordered a cheap item and you were accidentally sent the expensive one, you should at least try to contact the sender or the company to arrange the return if you want it back. If not, then keep it. But good karma for trying and doing the right thing.
Can I put some things into perspective for you guys? If you get overcharged by a company, they are not going out of their way to let you know that they overcharged you. You are always the one that has to call and say, hey, you double charged me. No one's running to you, Becky, and be like,
you know what I
hate? We took too much.
You know what I hate the most? And I know you hate this even more than I hate this.
Send it.
When you accidentally paid for something and then you call and cancel it right away and it's like, hey, I'm so sorry. We'll get your money back to you in 7 to 14 business days. It's like, what? How about right now?
Proving my point even further, leaning in even further. They don't care about you. You shouldn't care about them, period.
Hello, PXY. Is this Joe?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Is this Joe the cable
guy? Good morning.
How are you guys? Joe the cable guy?
Is this Joe the cable guy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yes. What's going on, man? What are your thoughts?
I mostly agree with you, Moose. I think Tracy should do what she feels convicted about, but I feel like the company is going to give her the bag anyway.
This That's what a lot of people said, yeah.
Yeah, this happened to me. We got like a $200 vacuum that we didn't order from the person who used to live at our house.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And they said we could just keep it.
It was delivered to you?
Yeah, it got delivered to our house because someone else used to live there in her name. And then we called the company and they said, we already sent her a new one and you guys can keep it.
Yeah, because you know what? It's too much of a pain in the ass for you to send it back and then to repackage it. Now it's faulty and it's just too much.
But you did go out of your way, it sounds like, Joe, to let somebody know.
You should let someone know. I think so. And to breezy, to like dig on you a little, two wrongs don't make a right.
Okay. That's right, Joe. They don't.
Thank you so much for calling, Joe. We're going to let you go. I'm kidding.
Have a good day, buddy. Thanks so much. Let me go over to Michelle's. Okay, here we go. Michelle says, I worked at Ulta Beauty a few years back. Forgot to scan a woman's item at the counter, and she tried doing the right thing and bringing it back to the store to let my manager know what a great person she is, and I ended up getting fired for it. Just keep the damn purse. Call it a day, Tracy. This is really split.
Do you want to ruin someone's holiday by getting them so much in so much trouble that they lose their job because you were trying to do the right thing because you're a social justice warrior? Please, get out of my face.
It's crazy how you go on the air every morning and you ask people just to not be morally corrupt and be ethical. You know, like, you know, have a little empathy. And then here you are. Just keep the damn purse. Screw everyone else. As long
Literally. I'm not kidding. And everyone's like, Breezy's so terrible. Like, she's so crazy. Okay, then pay my bills. Then you buy me a Tory Burch purse. Thank you.
You don't even know who Tory Burch
is. No, I don't. I've never met her. I don't know who she is.